Want to be a professional musician? As WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds out, it takes more than talent.
Musicians spend long days and nights perfecting their techniques and the ability to connect to an audience. It becomes part of who they are.
So when you hear me doing ba-da-ba-dee-dee-doo-dee-dee, those chords that support that just repeat and repeat until I give the band the cue that I'm going to go matchmaker, matchmaker, to get into the song.
If only art sustained itself, financially that is. Kevin Valentine is a jazz vocalist who's been singing since he was a kid in the boys' choir of Harlem. He also practiced law full-time for a couple of years after graduating from the University of Pennsylvania Law School. And that gives him a unique perspective.
First and foremost, it's a business. What you provide is a service or a good, whatever you want to call it. And the more that you think about it that way, I think the better you are.
Musicians usually don't start out with agents, publicists, or a retinue. Most have to figure out how to handle insurance, contracts, compensation. Should it be based on a flat fee or the number of people walking through the door? Will the checks go out before, during, or after a performance?
The diva may have the luxury of saying, all I do is sing, and that's it, or all I do is play, and, you know, bring me the filet mignon and bring me this, that, and the other. But that's not the real world for most musicians. They have a lot of hats to wear.
The business hat is just that, part of the wardrobe required to build a future doing the thing that draws you in.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.